Welcome back to Soundtracks. You should be just past the intersection of Routes 550 and 329. That farmhouse is the Henry Family Farm. It's still owned by the same family that settled the land in 1817. Like many other pioneer families, John Henry's family was a large one. He had 19 children.
And as they grew up and got married, my father and grandfather gave them a farm
and a house on it. And as the girls came along and got married, he gave them a feather bed and a cow. That was the custom then. And later, when it come to fencing, the people made a law among themselves what kind of a fence they were to build. And the law was the fence should be horse high, hog tight, and bull strong.
In the late 1800s, Sears and other catalog companies introduced the first kit homes. You could order a model number, and all the pieces arrived ready to assemble.
But this might be a Sears house. They were very, very, very popular, and they, you know, early 1900s, 19-teens, 20s, when these houses become popular, this is when farmers started putting in stoker furnaces. Big, voluminous, you know, tile-built, brick-built furnaces in which they used coal. But that furnace required that you had conduits. Now, an I-house would be extremely inefficient to operate this. On the other hand, if you have a box, you know, it becomes much more efficient. Plus, they needed more room and space. So there's a relationship, I think, between the popularity of that structure and the changing heating technology in this country.
The changes in heating technology had a lot to do with the availability of coal. This area right here was the location of one of the most prosperous mines in the region, Black Diamond Coal Company's Lathrop Mine.
The Black Diamond was in that general area there between Sharpsburg and Lathrop. It's still, part of the remnants are still back up in there. You can probably see part of the tipple if you want to look.
I think they employed about 100 men when they were in full capacity.
Bob Henry and William Clark remember the impact the Lathrop Mine had on the community.
It employed men from this part of Adams County and the southern part of Morgan County, Chester Hill. Mm-hmm. And it was, they were the big salaries, wages in the community. Well, there was, when I knew it first, there was about 20 houses of what they called company houses in the company store and the store manager's home and the superintendent's home. Now the superintendent's house is about all that's left over there. It was a big house.
This part of Athens and Washington counties is home to another group also. There is an indigenous African-American population here that can trace their roots to the region back to before the Civil War. These freed slaves were attracted to the inexpensive land and the freedom the young state of Ohio offered. Connie and Michelle Perdreau have researched the history of the African-Americans in this area. Connie Perdreau.
In the very early history of the area, This area was selected as a place for black utopian settlements. So slaves that were freed or that escaped founded small black communities in the area.
But although Ohio didn't allow slavery, black citizens didn't have the same rights as white settlers.
There was a bonding requirement for free blacks who settled in the state of Ohio. Blacks were required to have a $500 bond signed by a freeholder, which is a form of indenture. The state of Ohio further indicated, I think there are four or five conditions whereby blacks could not serve on juries, of course, the militia could not hold a job, basically, unless they were registered with a clerk of court.
Blacks really weren't encouraged to come to Ohio, mm-hmm. even though it was a free state, but they came anyway.
See, they come in here in slavery time. He was German, and they had slaves, and one of his boys married a slave woman.
Ted Tabler lived all of his 70-plus years in the community of Kilvert, just south of Route 550.
Some of my family was white, and some had Negro on their birth certificates, according to what doctor you had. Mine was Negro, but I had it changed so I could get a job back in. You couldn't get no job back in without a Negro birth certificate.
If you look at those small communities, we focus on those small communities, talking about Black Fork, talking about, let's say, Kilvert, Cutler, Ohio. You can look at those communities and where are they located? At the borders of two or three counties. And one gets the notion that being removed from the seat of government has allowed those people to survive.
Oh, this is the fruit belt, you know?
Yes, it is.
Including, of course, the coming of a variety of apple. The Rome?
The Rome apple actually originated southwest of here, in Lawrence County. But this area has been orchard country for a long time. Bill Clark is in his late 70s. His father was an orchard owner.
Yeah, these ridges were covered with orchards back then. I can tell my... I remember my dad talking about loading carloads of apples and carloads of peaches and shipping them out here, down here. So there were a lot of orchards all up on. Well, Ricetown Ridge was one of them, and Sand Rock was another one.
But that's very typical, you know, as we came up the hill, getting away from the bottoms down there, from the Federal Creek Valley. You're going to start picking up orchards because climatically this is the preferred area. You don't have freeze-outs up here at that high level because in this area of Ohio, in the hilly area, Appalachian Ohio, in the evening what happens, the air drains down in the bottoms like Federal Creek and the smaller creeks around here and pushes the warmer air up. The warmer air up settles on the ridges. So it's actually warmer up here than down in the valleys. And that's where peaches did well, especially at one time.
Really?
Yeah. Peaches. And of course, everybody wanted peaches because brandy, peach brandy making. That was what they were used for. And then they got nipped into the butt when Prohibition hit. You know, Peach Ridge out in Athens was full of peach orchards. And but as long as you had them up here on the hills, they wouldn't freeze out, and that protected them, and you could make good peach brandy.
You are approaching checkpoint number 2, the sign for the Athens-Washington County line. When you get there, go on to the next track on the CD.